Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right then, boys. Well, here we go. The first ever episode of Fantasy Football Noise. Good evening.
Hello.
Who do we have? Introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Steve, and I'm a Swansea City supporter, and I'm extremely disappointed.
Every season.
Except the one where we went up.
And your geographical location, Steve, just for a few listeners?
I'm in sunny west of Scotland.
West of Scotland. And Wayne, perhaps you'd chirp in with something?
Hello, good evening. I'm Wayne. I'm a lapsed football supporter. I'm located in Hitchin. There was a time when I supported Bournemouth, but I haven't followed them for years. And I regularly finish bottom of the fantasy league table or near to the bottom of the fantasy league table that you set up pretty much every year.
Did I see you in a Spurs shirt last year?
You did. It was £15 from Sports Direct, and I needed a blue one to wear for my football team on a Monday night.
Do you pretend to some of your work colleagues that you are a Spurs fan?
No, God, no. I never pretend to support anyone. Okay. But I do like different sports uniforms.
Netball dresses.
Yeah. I like those.
I just can't imagine wearing random football shirts.
Kids do
different
it.
Clubs. Exactly.
Actual exactly, kids
Steve.
Do it.
Let's leave it. Let's leave it there.
Stay in the park.
Kids do it and
Wayne.
Kids do it and
Wayne. Well, that is because I do play at the park on a Thursday night with a load of other dads of my age.
But not kids, though.
No, but behaving like kids.
I don't know. I would wager, on the whole, they probably wear the shirts of the team that they support. Don't they?
Perhaps for next week you can do a poll.
Yes.
You can tell us exactly the percentage, which will be 100, other men who wear random shirts.
I think there'll be three categories. There'll be randoms, there'll be bits of teams they support, and then there'll be generic. So there'll be one of the three.
Okay, we'll see how many float like you. So finally, I should introduce myself. I'm John. I'm based in Bournemouth, and I'm regularly ridiculed for supporting sort of two teams. But I've said it many times, but I'll say it for the record again. I'm a Liverpool fan, always have been. My first team, Bournemouth, my second team, which was fine when they were in League Two. Then they went to League One, everyone's very happy, Championship. And then they're in the Premier League and now you've got a problem. I've been to way more Bournemouth games than anyone else because Liverpool's obviously a long way away. Nobody accepts it. Always mocked. You can't have two teams.
You can't have two teams.
So now I get to the point where I'm constantly berated. And I guess I'm supposed to ditch the team that I've seen in Carlisle, London, and many, many home games.
It's quite simple. Just ditch the team that you didn't support first, and then you'll just be normal like the rest of us and have one team.
but then that would be Bournemouth, and that's my hometown. It's where all the talk of the town is, the games I occasionally go to. I follow their interests. If you ask me what team I support, the answer is Liverpool. I also follow the interests of Bournemouth. That's it. Anyway,
it's probably helpful to elaborate on why someone from the South Coast, born and bred, supports Liverpool.
You just like the story, don't you? You know I've told you this story before. In a nutshell, I will do it just for the benefits of this fledgling podcast. At the age of about 4, I think it was, I was at a Butlin's Dad and His Lad contest lineup. This is a father and son looky-likey competition. You wear the same clothes. Compere comes along, asks all the dads one question, all the kids another question. I'm basically in the middle of the line. All the kids in front of me, they asked, what football team do you support? My dad didn't like football. I had no footballing influence whatsoever. I had no team. I didn't want to look like a twat. So all the other boys...
They said Liverpool.
All the other boys answered Liverpool. There were literally like 4 or 5 boys in front of me. They all said Liverpool. What are you going to say? It's 1979. You know, they're obviously at the top. And I followed suit. So, and to my credit, I stuck with it.
And literally, did you know you'd look like a twat some...
40 years later.
38 years later. You definitely play the long game, John.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that should be to my credit. Because, you know, it's much harder to go to Liverpool home games when you live in Bournemouth.
Just while we're on the subject, how many Liverpool home games have you been to, John?
That would come to the grand tally of just the one, Wayne.
How many should you have gone to?
I remember standing outside Anfield waiting for you once.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that wasn't my fault. I was on the train at Marylebone, and if you remember rightly, some goon threw themselves under the train in front of us. We sat there for about an hour, and then they eventually said, well, you could try going from... whichever other station, and we didn't. There was no chance. We worked out the math. There was not a prayer of getting there.
To be fair, you didn't miss much. It was a 0-0.
It was a 0-0. Great result for the Jack Army that day.
It was brilliant. I was so nervous.
Anyway, should we get down to business, boys?
Okay, let's do it.
We're here to talk about fantasy football and our shared love.
Love.
Mitch, how long have you decided to join our league, Wayne? How many seasons? Last couple?
No, it was more. I think probably 5 seasons, I would have thought.
Really?
I think 1 or 2 of those seasons, I literally picked the team and left it and didn't lift a finger again for the entirety of the season.
You mean you haven't done that every season?
you'd be amazed to know. No, I haven't.
You've proactively finished bottom.
Yes.
I didn't even do that.
Below people who gave up in September.
I know.
Okay.
It's remarkable. I know.
Has there been in any of those 5 seasons, have you actually sort of actively made transfers every week and followed it and actually watched some football?
No.
No. Okay. Well.
No.
Ideal for a show like this.
Yeah, you're quite the collaborator that we need.
I'll tell you what I do. I follow football in writing, i.e. from the BBC News app. That's about as far as it goes.
Can you tell me how many goals Burnley scored in game week 1?
I can. 3.
Very good.
Because I've got the BBC app open in front of me.
No. I have taken a more active interest this season. I took more of an active interest in picking my side. And I tell you what, I thought I'd picked a dreamy side, but then scored 30 points.
And where do you currently sit in our little mini league, Wayne?
I think 2nd or 3rd from bottom.
Nice one, mate. Who do you have as a skipper?
Harry Kane.
Reasonable, good effort. Reasonable choice.
I thought it was a good choice.
He's mugged you off. Oh, I'm just looking at your side now, Wayne. -3 for Cahill.
But you wouldn't, before the season, you wouldn't have said, I don't have him in your side.
True enough.
Yeah, true enough. I wouldn't have chosen him, but yeah, I wouldn't have probably said that.
It's still 2nd from bottom and shit, though.
Mm. Yeah, I tell you actually where I fail is my tactic pretty much most seasons is this. I look at who scored all the points last season, and I try and pick the most amount of players with the highest number of points as I can squeeze into my 100 million quid. That's pretty much my tactic every season.
And it's never let you down, so...
There we go. Why change it?
So if anyone listening wants to have a fail-safe way of not doing very well, then do exactly that.
If it ain't broke, guys... Steve, what's your sort of general tactic, if there is one?
I take the team of the person who won last year's league. And I add two relatively random high-priced foreigners that are new to the Premier League on the basis that doesn't everyone score a hat-trick on debut?
Not only do you go for the foreigners, but don't you usually throw in a couple of Swansea players just because you feel obliged because they're in the Premier League and you love the fact that you can choose one or two?
So I normally put in a couple of Swansea players and I've done really well over the last couple of years of not having the maximum of three in my side at all times.
You've exercised restraint.
Despite the fact that we have never finished above 10th in the Premier League. But this year, in the absence of Gylfi Sigurdsson actually playing for us, I've gone for our new signing, Tammy Abraham.
Okay.
And I think he's going to be brilliant.
Where's he come from?
He's on loan from Chelsea. He was at Bristol City last year. Maybe 26 goals for Bristol City in the Championship.
Tidy.
And so far this year, he's done really well. One fucking sitter and he heads it wide.
And is he striker or attacking mid?
Striker.
Okay. Will he be another Michu? Those were the golden days for Swansea, weren't they?
Now, that was an opening day of the season, that was. We won 4-0 at QPR, Michu with a brace.
We all had him in our fantasy leagues that year, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. He was fantastic. What a player.
I think literally within probably the third week of that season, everyone in our mini league had Michu because he was probably about 6 million and was banging them in.
I think you can probably count on someone who didn't have him in.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
You didn't.
Me.
Were you even playing then? Were those before the days that you...
No, I recognise his name.
Who's Michu?
Michu? Okay, here's a question. Do you, when picking your team, do you spend all your money sort of equally so that you've got a strong bench, or do you throw it at your starting 11 and your bench is absolute shit, you don't even know whether they start each week, and therefore do you have a preferred tactic? Do you go 4-4-2? Do you go 4-3-3? What's your...
Why don't you go first, Joe, because you haven't told us about your team. How do you pick? Are you even Steven, or are you 4 million on the bench?
I usually spread the money around pretty evenly because I don't like to have sort of all my eggs in one basket, but this year I have gone for the latter approach. I've gone for a 4-4-2, the 4 and the 4 are quite strong, the 2's okay, the 2's more of a 1, but we'll see how it works out.
I've just looked at your bench.
Go on.
You've got Solanke and Loughton.
That's right. So I talk you through my thinking.
Yeah,
well, Solanke's obviously had a very good pre-season and starred for the under-20s in the summer. I realise he's not going to be a starter, but he will get occasional games. And he's
I was going to say, he had a fucking cracking game at Watford on Saturday, didn't he? I'm surprised he didn't get a 3-point bonus.
He looked really interested on the bench. Very comfortable anyway. And Loughton, well, I basically thought I'd have Loughton in there because Burnley last year were resolute at home, and I thought I don't need him very often. I'll pick him for the home games.
You're going to sub him next week, aren't you?
Maybe. He got 4 points on Saturday. Not a bad return.
Not for you, he didn't.
Well, no, but he did get an assist. So, you know, the fact that he's getting up there, he's trying to force my hand. I like it. Anyway, transfers. Well, I already know the answer to Wayne's response, but do you do it every week? Do you tinker?
Are you asking me?
Well, Steve, really, because I know you probably don't. But go on, give us your answer quickly, Wayne.
Well, no, I do transfers, but it's a bit early to be talking about transfers. I think you've got to let players bed in for a few games, haven't you, surely?
Maybe so. I think I played my wild card in week 4 last year.
That worked out nicely.
Wholesale changes. Well, it did, actually. I ended up 6th. I just missed out on the money. So it helped, but...
Transfer-wise, I don't like wasting a free transfer. So if I don't use it, I'll definitely use it the following week. Some game weeks, I'm 2 transfers.
Isn't it nice to have to have 2 free transfers? It gives you a bit more freedom, nice, doesn't it?
I don't mind spending 4 points, though.
No,
I
me neither.
I am literally desperate.
And do you find, though, that they're successful? What percentage of transfers do you think, oh, yeah, I'm really glad I made that, versus neutral, or what a waste of time that was?
I think you're trying to ask me to be objective. So I'm like a gambling addict when it comes to the success of my transfers. I only remember the good ones and then I brag about them.
Yes, likewise. And
then any failures, I just brush under the carpet.
But then you do also have the classic sort of fantasy football managers chat, particularly with our friend Stuart Harrington, who will hopefully feature on one of these episodes next week, if not the week after. And he is the sort of permanent glass half empty. Oh, I've got rid of X, therefore, you know, the following week he'll score a hat trick and the bloke I've bought in will be booked, or taken off after 59 minutes. So I don't even get the clean sheet points. That sort of chat. That's his default sort of view on the success of his transfers. He likes to be a negative.
So maybe all we need to do is transfer in the people that he's transferred out.
Yes, and they will score. the irony of what, of course, his approach is, or his story of his approach would be that, of course, he's won it more times probably than any of us, and is generally,
that's true,
solidly in the top five. So don't read too much into it. Have you won our mini league, Steve?
I have not.
What's the closest you've come?
Do you know, I was a contender maybe three seasons ago.
I remember you and I were in a little tussle, weren't we?
Yeah, we had a little tussle.
Mm.
I never score enough points. Mm. Even when I try my hardest and I spend loads of money on lots of transfers and look at the best players, it failed.
Do you look at the fixtures at all? Is that a factor for you?
I don't, to be honest.
You don't, do you?
No, I look at the fixtures.
That might help. You can tell this is not a podcast where we're pretending to be experts.
I just don't have the time, to be honest. I don't have the time.
So look at a list of fixtures. There's only 10 games every weekend.
No, but you then have to start looking at who's actually going to play. Have to work out, you know, whether anyone's actually going to start or whether they're injured and all that kind of stuff. I haven't got time to
all that kind of nonsense.
It's easy. After about 3 weeks, it'll be pretty clear that Brighton will be bottom. Anyone who's playing them at home, you just pick their striker. Follow that theory and you'll be top at Christmas.
You could do a lot worse than follow that tactic, Wayne.
Well, I did think that we ought to design a team that runs by committee like that.
Why?
Take all of the best tactics and do exactly that each week and see if, as a collective, our collective brain power, we can do better than your average Joe on the street.
We've all got the time to sit around in a committee format every week.
It's not what we're doing right now.
I think we should bring this player in. No, I think. Let's put it to the vote.
Oh, no, I've never heard of fucking Mooney from Huddersfield.
I'm sorry, mate. It's a dreadful idea. Have you seen the introduction of the new chip this year?
No.
Has this come to your attention? No.
No.
So you know, you have the last year we had the three chips. You have the triple captain, the bench boost, and the all out attack. Yeah. This year they've dispensed with the all out attack. I don't think many people probably used it. It wasn't that great. That just enabled you to play all three of your strikers and one fewer defender, I think. This year they've introduced the free hit chip. And what that does is it's effectively an extra wild card, but that wild card is only available for 1 week. So for 1 week only, you can change your entire side at no cost whatsoever, and they will only play for that 1 week. It's your free hit, and when that game week is concluded, your previous team are all back in.
And does it still have to cost you £100 million?
No, they triple the budget. Of course it does. Of course it does. Sorry, was that a facetious, okay, facetious response? He's gone quiet, sorry.
I think that's a fair question. If it's a free hit, it might just say pick any player you want. Pick the players that you think are going to score the most points, regardless of budget. That'd be more fun.
Literally no rules this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it, go and rob a bank while you're at it. No one will bother you. Yeah, so that's the free hit one, and I think you can play it any time you like. So you've got your two wild cards, first half of the season, and then post-Christmas. And then you got that bonus one. That's quite a nice introduction.
So help me out with the all-out attack, right? You said that it's allowed
gone.
You...
Which is now null and void.
It's gone.
I know, which is now gone, but it is relevant to the way I've picked my team this season. Mm-hmm. It allowed you to, what, play three strikers?
Only have two defenders, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Instead of a 3-5-2, a 2-5-3.
Okay, got you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, you said you picked a 4-4-2, John. I always, always pick a 3-5-2. Because I figure that if you look at the stats, the best
which
scores...
Which you don't.
I do, actually. The best scores every season come from strikers, with perhaps the exception of Frank Lampard
incorrect.
A few seasons ago.
Mahrez.
Oh, now we're talking fantasy gold.
I'm pretty sure Mahrez was the top scorer the year Leicester won it as well. But anyway.
But yeah, okay, there will occasionally... There are exceptions. There will be, there will be exceptions, but strikers in the main... Your best, say your best 3, 4, 5 strikers will score over 200 points, whereas you might only get a couple of midfielders who do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, valid.
Yeah.
I haven't got the stats in front of me, but yeah, plausible.
Surely it's better to pick three strikers for the whole season.
I like the midfielders. Because, I just think did you even know, Wayne, that midfielders score you more points for the goals they score, and
nope.
And you get
totally unaware.
Wow. And you get a clean sheet point or two.
No, I didn't know that. And I didn't know how many points do they score for
a goal? Okay, so a midfielder also scores you a clean sheet point. Defender scores you 6 points if a defender scores a goal. Midfielder scores you 5. Strikers only score you 4.
Oh, right. Okay. No, I never knew that.
Okay.
Jesus.
So, yeah. Maybe look into that as well when you're picking your side.
Yeah. Maybe I will.
Have a look at that rules tab. Okay, so very quickly, triple captain strategy. Surely you save that for double game week, right?
Has to be.
Patience to the end of the season.
I tell you what, I had on Saturday, I was doing quite well because I had Lacazette on Friday night. I had Salah. Mm. This is before Cahill decided to try and murder someone from Burnley.
Mm.
I was doing quite well, so I thought I'll have a little look up the top, and it's all the boys who've got Vardy as skipper.
Mm.
But loads of them had triple captain. 39 points
this
for
is,
Vardy.
This is nationally we're talking now.
worldwide.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, why would you waste that? But then I'm thinking, actually, to sit at the top of the league after week one is actually quite satisfying.
Yeah, take a screen grab. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do that next year.
Yeah.
Who did Leicester play?
Arsenal.
So what would you...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have done that because surely
away at Arsenal,
away at Arsenal, people cannot have been confident that Vardy's definitely going to score twice and get me 39 game week points by doing triple captain. That just seems like a daft thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree more, but
seems to have worked out nice.
But they did, but yeah, as opposed to Aguero with two plum home fixtures in week 33.
You really have studied this, haven't you?
Oh, no, you see, it's that that was simply a, that was an example when I made it up.
That was hypothetical.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. I was thinking, Christ, I'd never do this amount of research. And you already know that Aguero's got a double home game week in week 32.
Double game week would only actually happen if there's, anyway, cup games. Don't worry.
Mitch, have you heard of Hegazi?
Is that in Libya?
It's not.
What is Hegazi?
It is a defender.
No, I haven't heard of it.
It's...
You might like to, I don't know, sort by total score or sort by transfers in or something like that when you're on the transfers page, and it'll just pop to the top.
Because, why will he do that?
Well, he had a cracking start to the to his fantasy life. New signing. I mean, clearly about 0% of the whole country had him in the side. But yeah.
Who'd he play for?
West Brom. There you go, a little tip for you, mate.
There you go, you can have that one.
What could possibly go wrong with that?
And what did he score his points for, though?
He got three bonus points. He scored. Clean sheet. You name it.
And the bonus points were for...
Well, that is actually a mystery to me.
Well, they do it on the bonus points system. You're both familiar with how that works?
No?
I think that's exactly what we're saying, John. No, we're not. It sounds like
sounding a bit like you don't.
It's got to be subjective. There can't be actual rules.
There are, actually. I think they've only been in for a couple of years, to my knowledge. I could be wrong, but there is now a bonus point system. If you are on the website now, you can have a look. Click on any game. You get all your scorers, all your assisters, anything like that, yellow cards, whatever. Down the bottom, you get the bonus points, people who got them, right? It used to be just three. There was always a star man, 3 points, next person, two, and next person, one. Well, I think last year or maybe 2 years ago, they've introduced this new system so that now... this is to answer your point, Mitch, when you said, why doesn't anybody pick Matic? So that they've tried to improve it so that people like him, Kante, whatever, players that don't bang in the goals but do make lots of clearances, lots of good tackles, lots of key passes, they all get notched up now. So I don't exactly know what each one is worth, but literally there are clearances, blocks and tackles, and that's one category, and then there's key passes, and they all get totted up. And at the end of the game, they all get added in, together with goals and assists as well, which obviously have a greater weighting. But at the bottom of each one, you'll see all of the bonus point totals, and the top three get the points.
Mm. Yeah, it's really super. That's lovely.
But so I don't
agree
with
it. I just clicked on Man United West Ham. Mm. And I'm not being funny, but Matic was brilliant. He's not in the top 10 in the bonus point system.
Go to the rules.
Utterly, utterly subjective.
You're not buying it?
No.
Here you go.
Go on.
There's a whole little, I'm not going to read them all out to you, but there's an action and there's a BPS, bonus point system score attributed to it with different weightings, as I said. So, goalkeepers and defenders scoring a goal adds 12 bonus points to it. Midfielders scoring a goal, 18 points to it. An assist is worth 9. Goalkeepers, defenders keeping a clean sheet is worth 12. A successful open play cross gets you 1 point. Creating a big chance gets you 3. All of these sorts of things. Oh, look at this. The difference in pass completion, when at least 30 passes are attempted, get you more points. So if you...
So that's why Fernandez got the bonus then. It must have been for passes completed. Because he did none of the other things.
Really?
Apart from getting a clean sheet.
There are lots of other things. Successful dribbles.
Is that a real
recoveries.
One? It's not a real one.
Yeah, successful dribbles.
Successful dribbles? What the fuck does that mean?
1 point. What do you mean? What is it? A successful dribble where you don't get tackled? Where you pass the ball
far?
Off to your own...
How far?
You mean you take a touch and then you take another touch? Is that
I guess
a successful dribble?
Two touches is not a dribble.
What do you reckon? What constitutes a dribble?
What's a big chance? Is it like the one that Yoshida missed at the far post for Southampton?
I would think so.
So whoever created that will be delighted.
Yes, because they got the points for the chance created, as opposed to the fact that it was missed.
But they would have got more points if it went in, because it would have been an assist.
Absolutely true. Yes.
Okay, I see. Yes. So they would have been disappointed they didn't get as many points because they didn't get the assist.
Yes, whereas Yoshida would have got -3, missing a big chance.
Do you think footballers actually look at this?
They do. Because there's a video. There's a video show, the official Premier League fantasy video show, which is on the website every week, and they frequently interview players, and they've all got their own mini leagues in the clubs. They love it. Everyone loves it. There's about 4 million people playing it every year, aren't there? So yeah. Mitch, one last thing on fixtures for you.
Go on.
We asked whether you looked at them. When you're pondering a player, if you click on him, you get the little box that pops up with all the information. Yeah. You can look at his history, previous seasons, how he's done. You can also look at the fixtures upcoming, and they're now given a colour-coded fixture difficulty rating. You both familiar with this?
I am, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so, for example, a Man City player playing a home tie against Brighton would be a green 1-point game, very low difficulty. But, a Brighton player away at City would be a 5. So you can see at a glance whether to... If you've got a row of green fixtures coming up, as per Man United start this year, you can see at a glance that that's the sort of player you should be looking for.
Okay.
It's simplified for you.
Did you see... I'm going to ask you something now where I haven't got all the facts and what I tell you is going to be very vague, but it is interesting once you find out the facts.
Mm. Okay, we'll stay with it.
There's a new rating on Match of the Day, isn't there, that they're using? I can't even remember what it's called, but it's like a score of how much or how well a team should actually do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not actually just on Match of the Day, but it's done by Opta, the football stats people.
I'm familiar with them.
Who've measured something like 300,000 data points from the Premier League of where goals are scored from and how chances are created. And then, based on the players and the teams, it almost predicts what their score what a score should be. And then a team will either be playing better than or below their score. So, for example, Huddersfield and Burnley at the beginning of the on their first two games of the season will have been given a score, but because they did so well, they scored below that, showing that they were playing better than average for their side.
Is it like when one of your mates has got a missus who's really fit and he's punching above his weight?
That sounds very similar.
Yes. Do you know, I think you've probably summed it up in one. I think if we're going to do this again, I will find out what that is and talk about it more lucidly than I just have.
That's if you get another invite, yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah. I think I had balance, to be honest, so I'll be hoping for that next invite.
You do. You do. So finally, lads, I just thought we'd very quickly go over each of our chosen teams. We're one week in. Who have we gone for? Steve, start us off.
I haven't done what Clappers has done and gone for Ali, Kane and Ericsson.
Has he?
I couldn't bring myself to do that. So I've picked Ali out of those three.
Mm-hmm.
Salah and Lacazette, I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Those boys are in. I have gone pretty traditional defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Courtois and Alonso didn't do me any favours after Gary Cahill murdered a Burnley player.
Shocker.
I know. And I've got no idea why Ashley Williams was taken off at half-time, probably tactical. But I've gone Baines and Williams at the back because I think Everton are going to be strong defensively this year. Difficult to break down.
Mm. Difficult place to go.
Difficult place to go, isn't it?
Etc. Yeah.
And actually, now that I'm looking at my team, I realise why I'm 14th, because it's shit. I think I need to play my wild card.
Don't fall into that trap. Not after week one. There's a decent looking side. Ward-Prowse, I've had Ward-Prowse before, because on his day, he's a decent player. I think he flatters to deceive in terms of fantasy. They think, he can pass the ball, he can run with the ball nicely.
That sounds like a disease. I've got Ward-Prowse.
I've had Ward-Prowse before. I'm so sorry for your loss. But also, Josh King reclassified this year. Bit of a disappointment.
As a striker, yeah. Mm. I still went for him, obviously, naively. But
I can see him.
I think I need one of the big guns.
Therein, you've just identified a shortcoming in my selection process.
Go on.
So I looked at how many Josh King had scored, or how many points he'd scored last season, and thought, He scored a lot.
Mm.
He's relatively inexpensive. I'll have him. Mm. But the reason why he presumably scored so many points last season is because he scored goals from midfield rather than as a striker.
Five at a time, yes. And lots of clean sheet points too.
Yeah, he was also brilliant.
So he could do just as well this season in terms of goals and assists and so on, but he won't score as many because he's now classified as a striker.
Nice one, Mitch.
You're getting it.
This insight is gold, you see, because there will be people like me that listen to this and then think, oh, I never knew that.
Oh, Christ.
And they'll pick up these little tips. And we're helping lift fantasy football scores globally.
In the lower echelons of the global following.
Final thing on my team, Zaha, really flatters the deceived, doesn't he? He'll have five or six games where he'll be unplayable, be taking people on left, right and centre and putting it on a sixpence on the penalty spot for people. But then the rest of the season he'll be shite. Mm. So I've picked him, hoping that he will have a good start to the season, which went really well after they lost 3-0 at home to Huddersfield.
Huddersfield! Everyone's home banker that was, really, wasn't it?
I know.
I actually was surprised when I was putting my team together that Zaha was the third most popular midfielder in the game.
Was he cheap?
Well, relatively, yeah. Seven million, I think. yeah, selected
by... Talk us through yours, Jay.
My team, I've gone 4-4-2. And I try to not have too many Liverpool players, otherwise I get ripped again.
Because they're your favourite team, right?
They are. Favourite of my two. Yep.
Yeah.
There's a couple of cherries in there as well, don't worry. But I did have Jesus as my striker, and then I decided that...
I think it's Jesus rather than Jesus. If you're going to say Jesus, you may as well say Jesus.
I said Jesus, which is kind of neither Jesus. One nor t'other.
Jesus or Jesus?
I've heard it said many different ways. I don't like to say Jesus. Anyway, didn't go for him. I thought Lukaku is going to tear it up. And again, I looked at those opening fixtures, just like Wayne did. I saw all those green twos for their opening five or six fixtures, and I thought, it's got to be Lukaku. So he was my first choice up front. I wanted to load the midfield. I love De Bruyne. I think he's brilliant. I love Mane. I love Ali. So I managed to get all of those in. I went for former Cherry Matt Ritchie. There's my cheap
start. The wee man.
Yeah, my cheap starting midfielder because he takes their pens and free kicks and he can strike the ball from a free kick. Dead ball specialist. And I've picked four defenders who all get up and contribute. So I've got Danilo, new boy from Man City, who apparently had a brilliant pre-season. Not that I saw any of that, but I read he apparently tore it up. Charlie Daniels, the new boy at Arsenal, Kolasinac, because we all enjoyed his Community Shield performance when he came on, and Valencia.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Valencia now.
And then I've got De Gea in goal. Valencia didn't actually score as many as I thought he did last year, but still, he gets up all the time. He's going to be in the box, loads of assists, bonus points. So that was it. Oh, and Gabbiadini was my second striker.
So with... Let's talk transfers. So with Brighton at home next week, surely the whole world has got to transfer in Vardy and put him captain.
Certainly. How much was he this year? Was he nine and a half?
Eight and a half.
Eight and That's a half. That is value.
Cracking value for money, isn't it?
Mm. I won't be.
Really?
Well, because to do that, I'd have to get rid of... I might have to make two subs. Maybe I would. Yeah, possibly. Something we'd have to shift, though.
Yeah, that's the trap we fall into, don't we? We want to be loyal to the team that we picked on day one. Mm. We don't want to put in a really informed striker at home to a side that's really shit the following week. Come on, we've all got to pick Vardy, haven't we?
Well, I think you're right. It's just a question of how many points do you have to spend? If you've got a £9 million striker sitting there who you don't fancy as much as Vardy at home, then that's an easy switch. But I've only got Lukaku at a greater price than him, and then I've got cheaper strikers, so I'd have to either get rid of Lukaku, which I'm not going to do, they're away at Swansea, all due respect,
Thanks. Clean sheet last week, mate. We were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Can you really say that after only a single game week that a player is in form? They have scored some goals in one game, but form surely has to be sustained over several game weeks.
Lovely half volley finish from that Albrighton cross there, wasn't it? That's a striker in form.
You can just tell by the touch, the sort of nick they're in, can't you? Yeah. I don't think I'll be able to bring him in, but I would like to. We'll see. Who are you going to make wait for him?
I think I'm going to spend 4 points, and I am going to take out Josh King. So cue everyone to transfer him in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take out Zaha, and I'm going to bring in Vardy. And then...
And someone shit.
Yes. Let's have a look at the top point scorers and see if any of them... Oh, Xhaka from Arsenal.
That's who's coming in.
Yeah.
I think that is someone, by the way, who should be pronounced Xhaka. I think that is a Zh.
Where's he even from?
Not a clue. I know his first name is Granite, which is quite a good
I'm
going to
go for... I'll go for Azerbaijan.
Really?
Mm. That's quite a long shot. While Steve's researching the nationality of Granit Xhaka, Wayne, do you want to talk us quickly through your side?
Yeah, and I think by the time I get to the end of telling you my side, you'll agree that it's not a side that deserves to score a mere 36 points in game week one, and it will come good. So I'll start from the back. Heaton, Burnley in goal.
Opening day game away at Chelsea, carry on.
Yes.
But you knew that.
You see, this is where I play for the season. I don't play for individual games, I play for the season. And it's proven not to work.
Yes, stop doing it.
At the back, Alonso...
So hold on, this is the thing though, you're not building an actual football team who need to gel and get on with each other. You're building a team that you can change every single week. The clue's in the name.
I know, but I haven't got time for that.
Okay. Sorry, carry on.
At the back, Alonso, Cahill, Baines...
Strong.
Not a bad back three, is it?
That's excellent. On paper, that's strong, yeah.
Yeah. I'm then going to go up front, where I've got Kane, Firmino, and King.
It's actually a decent side. I genuinely don't know how you are.
And then in the midfield, De Bruyne.
Excellent.
Ali, Matic. And then the last two, I'm pretty sure I've got Allen and Kapui.
No, you've got Alan
Loftus-Cheek.
Loftus-Cheek, yeah.
Oh, have I? Okay. Yeah, I did make a few last-minute changes, but...
Joe Allen had a good spell last year, didn't he? But I think he petered off towards the end.
I bought him because he fitted in with my budget, to be honest, rather than I wanted him in the side. I wanted De Bruyne, Matic and Ali, and then the other two just slotted in. So that doesn't sound like a bad side, I don't think.
They're all decent players.
Yeah, I mean, it is... an actual miracle that you've picked Heaton to play away at the champions in the first game of the season in nets. I mean, that takes some balls.
Or lack of research.
Yeah, but I predicted the result though, didn't I? As expected.
Conceding two is not that much good for your fantasy Cooper, is it?
No, but I thought he'd only concede one and that second goal came late, didn't it?
One would have got you a hatful of points, mate. That would have really paid dividends.
Oh, he's only conceded one. We'll give him a clean sheet.
How many points?
Well, I got a bonus point.
How many points does a goalkeeper score, Wayne, for one goal conceded?
I don't know. Steve? I don't know. Zero.
Zero, correct. Yeah.
Right.
Nearly came off.
How do they get minus points? Do they get minus points?
For letting more goals in.
Oh, really?
Mm.
They can get sent off as well. That'll
right.
Count in the negative column.
Mm.
So what you're basically saying to me is don't play this like a game where you're looking for players to score for the whole season. You've got to play it every single week just as a statistical exercise.
Pretty much, but just I think watch football rather than read football. Read the rules a little bit, and I think you'll be astonished at the outcome.
Okay. And the fixtures. Mm. Yeah.
Tell you what I'll commit to do, I'll commit to doing all those things and trying to do better and see if it helps my performance.
Excellent. We should make this year the year that we help Mitch climb the table.
Hang on a sec. I can see in one of the other leagues that you're in, you're ninth. I haven't clicked on it to see that there aren't nine.
Should we guess how many people are in that league?
Let's have a look. There's only 11.
I'm going to say 10. Oh, 11, okay.
And you're joint ninth, so you are second from bottom. That's so unfortunate. To be fair, your side is decent. You've gone Kane captain, though, and that's let you down. But many, many others would have gone Kane captain away at Newcastle. Yeah,
absolutely. Many, many fantasy players would tell you that you do need a bit of luck with your captain choices.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. But Matic, Allen, they're not going to score you big time in fantasy. So I'd be looking at those two to change first myself, and possibly Heaton.
Well, yeah, but he scored.
Only playing him at home, mate.
Right, okay.
Yeah, Heaton should be your backup keeper. I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, should we call it a day there, lads?
Yeah, let's do
that. It's been a lovely hour.
It's not been an hour.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Time flies.
Yeah. John's now going to edit it down to about 4 minutes.
It's been a lovely 34 minutes. It's been time flies.
And do we need to say every number of minutes, John, so you can edit that in?
Yes, please. That'd be a lovely ending. Thanks. You do the odds, I'll do the evens.
Oh, see you next week. That was a hoot. That was really
excellent.
Good fun.
I enjoyed it. Okay, boys, take care. Good luck with week two.
See you later, mate.
Cheers.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.